little annoyed by speaking to Derek Kent so quickly after he stepped down after his term as chairman of Wexford GAA, and we all know the year that we've come through, and we had a pretty historic Congress yesterday. But I think one of the most prestigious positions is the man in charge of fixtures, the head of the CCC. And Derek, you got that position yesterday. I think it's one of the highest positions a Wexford man has ever gotten in the GAA. So you've plenty of experience of the role anyway. First of all, congratulations in getting it.
Thanks very much, Liam. Yeah, look, I was lucky enough to gain experience managing CCC in Wexford 12 years ago. I had a great team around me. Margaret Dine, Karen Search, was a great help to me that time. Justin Brown. Think back so long ago, and then come along to the Lays, Dennis Cadigan and Mary Foley. They're always close to me with fixtures. So, look, I enjoy fixtures. I enjoy solving the issues face other players. That'll be Intercounty or club. In this case, it will be Intercounty. It's a role I'll thoroughly grasp, and the role I thoroughly enjoy.
It's a difficult role because with COVID-19, we don't want to mention that too much, but it certainly has changed the mindset of the way games will be run. And I think your mindset was changed anyway from last year, wasn't it, Derek?
Yeah, look, it's no secret. Wexford was 2-4 last year, and we had to come up with a features programme that suited Wexford. Many people on CCC outside Wexford understand a dual county. But last year we understood, and to be fair to the management, we came up with a system last year of a split season with the codes. And it worked quite well for us, and many counties were envious that we finished our championship, and a good championship with that. And the proof is in the pudding this year, to be fair to Micheál and his team. They're back with the same format, it's here and there. That's a split season. Then nationally, the split season is on the back of that in some respect. From the point of view is, we're playing our inter-county first and our club game after, which I think is a great, great way forward. And it gives clarity. As I always say, players don't mind playing as long as they know when they're playing. We know in 2022 that our club player will be playing championship late July, August, September, October. And that is a fact now. So up to April, May, June, they're more than welcome to play league games, take it a little leisure, plan holidays, plan weekends away. So it's a credit to the organisation that they went that format, and I think that's the way forward.
In last year's format at Wexford, which worked very well, certainly worked well for us, we were fortunate enough to be at games. I don't want to overstate that, the people that would love to be in at games, how lucky I was personally to be at games. I never heard one complaint from any player about the way it was run, and often we make changes and we don't think of the players sometimes, Derry.
Players don't mind playing, they just want to know enough to know us and their lives, especially with young families, lads working away or lads get go to college on Sunday evening. Common sense comes to the fore that you wouldn't fix games Sunday night at 7 o'clock during colleges and the kids want to get back to college. So we do a lot of good things. You're right, Liam. Nobody in Wexford did complain. Perhaps they were more complimentary of this at home. The only complaints that we got was from outside Wexford, from people that didn't understand fixtures or understand fixtures in Wexford. I'm not going to broken record, which is disappointing when the other counties commenting on Wexford. You had CPA, we're so far removed from Wexford. We in Wexford got it right, and we're happy that that system's in place this year, and I'm delighted that the executive went with that system this year.
Yeah, it was an unusual Congress yesterday, wasn't it? It was all virtual. 37 motions passed, which surely must be some kind of a record. Because for years we watched carefully crafted motions, you know, being ripped apart on the Congress floor by different people going different ways, but there didn't seem to be any objection at all yesterday.
Fair, 37 motions over the airways of a team's meeting is a tough going. It's a credit to the organisation, the way the format had the motions and got an honest debate. But bear in mind, I think people are aware of how difficult it is to conduct a meeting via Teams meeting, and I say some of the delegates were respectful of that. They didn't do the norm, some of them, and stayed talking for 3 to 4 or 5 minutes. It's a credit to GAA Crow Park the way they got through the Congress yesterday. And look, at fairness, a lot of motions passed that we all thought would pass. Some surprising ones for Wexford, I would vote again, with the joint captains. When you look 2019, when we had two prime captains picking up Bob O'Keefe, that's gone this year. So look, it's things change, life changes.
Couple of interesting rules before I let you go, Derek. Appreciate your time. There's a ban on under 20 intercounty players playing senior intercounty championship. That will probably change things. And it looks like the winners of Munster and Leinster will win to the All Ireland final in under 20 hurling.
The winners of Munster and Leinster was a motion that both Micheál Martin and I spoke about 3 years ago. A motion that we put through that was withdrawn. And the reason for it is it was a time lag of an All Ireland semi-final. Wexford were runners up in Leinster, which we were on a number of occasions. Fears were the club champion. They played the All Ireland semi final in mid August. But that didn't help us preparing for a club championship. So we actually put that motion to about 3 years ago. And I was glad it was passed. That'll help our fixtures as well in Wexford.
A yellow card in hurling. Be interesting to see how that works.
I'll be honest with you, my own personal opinion is I think there's anything wrong with hurling. It's probably one of the best games to participate in and look at. And I wouldn't mess with it too much, but we'll see what this year brings.
One noticeable one, that the Mer Fearn, the man that runs around, he's going to be eliminated from the scene.
People have mixed views. If you talk to Davy Fitz, he'd be totally the opposite view of what I would. But then if you look at the game last year, the Dublin Mer Fearn was in catching a high ball in the way, it didn't help things to turn the games. So what I would say, things around the bus, I would be in favour of nobody on the pitch, just my own personal opinion.
John Horne was a good friend of yours. He did a terrific job in tough circumstances. I'm sure he's glad now to maybe get back to teaching and retire. Larry McCarthy is a man you know. He's a Cork man, lived in New York. He'd probably have to move over here now. What kind of a fella is he, Derry?
Larry's a decent country person from Bishop Down. He moved over to New York in his early 20s. He worked on the site over there and educated himself, and associate sir now in New York, teaching sport management and commercial business side by side. He's really a grassroots GA person. He would drive any place for a match. You could see him in Sligo, you could see him in Longford, you could see him in Kerry, Wexford and Wicklow. And I say he's been at 8 or 10 games in Wexford in the last 6-7 years. So he's quite head well screwed on. And look, it's different to have an overseas president moving back over to Ireland. Things change and GA is changing, it's evolving. The world is a small place now. Look, I wish Larry the best of luck, but I will go back. We were lucky that we had somebody of the calibre of John Horne to bring the association where it has brought in the 3 years, particularly in the pandemic in 2020. He was solid and fair to John. He made the hard decisions when he had to make them, and that's not easy.
Great to catch up with you, Derek. It's lovely sunny Sunday afternoon. The best of luck in your new role in Croke Park, and of course, you're vice chairman of Leinster J as well. And good luck in the year ahead.
Likewise, Ian. Thank you very much.